Aloha, and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us for this Friday, March 1st, 2013. This is our 563rd podcast. Today we're going to be talking vacation planning, Hawaii vacation planning. We got some listener questions to go over. We'll also be covering driving in Hawaii, how that's different on the mainland as we get through the big show today. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us just by giving us a call, old school, 1-800-843-8771. We have agents available here for you almost 18 hours a day. So just get over to the website, give us a call, you can find an agent, and start planning your Hawaii vacation. That's all we do here is help folks every single day, not only plan excellent Hawaii vacations, but save money at the same time. So if you're researching, you found this podcast, this is a perfect place to find out everything you need to know about planning your memorable Hawaii vacation. Don't forget, we've got a blog that has information every day with thousands of pages that you can go through and learn about everything we have here. Our blog is really designed and written by people in Hawaii for people who want to come to Hawaii. That's sort of the motto of the blog. We also have the podcast blog, which has all of my show notes. Also a companion iTunes podcast, which is the 808 Hawaii Travel Show, which is all of our best of videos. And we also, if that's not enough, we have a app for you to download, which really just gives you all of our content in one place. So that's just a, if you just have the app that has everything you need, go ahead and download that. That's on Android and the iPhone platform. So check it out. You'll be very happy you did, and you'll be very informed at the same time. Now, if you're planning an itinerary, and you'd like to get a second opinion, or you're not sure about the cost, or you'd like me to maybe comment, because that's what I'm going to do today. I've been getting a lot of these lately, and I apologize for not getting back to folks who have written me and are looking for my opinions on things. It just takes me some time to get through these, plus all of my regular work that I'm doing. But I'm definitely going to get through to all of them, and I will get back to you if you write to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach me on Twitter. I'm @AlohaBruce, and on the Facebook page, hawaii.vacation. God, when you think about it, there's so many ways that, you know, with the technology for people to interact with companies. So, you know, it's amazing to me when anybody writes and says, oh, I can't reach you, or I can't get a hold of you. That very rarely really happens to me, but it happened last week. And it irks me because I'm just so easy to get a hold of. You know, you can just dial me up on the phone or find me on Facebook constantly. I'm in the social media. So if you can't get a hold of me, there is something very, very wrong. Write to me again. Call me again. Because I'm always connected, you know, everywhere I go. In fact, it's very hard for me to get disconnected from the technology. I don't know about you, but when somebody says, oh, I'm going to go get away, I'm going to unplug, I just can't do that. I mean, I have to be plugged in. I'm not comfortable unless I'm plugged in. And I'm not relaxed unless I'm plugged in. So that's how screwed up I am with this technology. Anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover. First of all, the weather has been cooperating. It's been beautiful weather the last couple of weeks, but we have had just persistent heavy winds here for the last, I think it's got to be 2 to 3 weeks now, of every day just heavy winds. I'm talking in excess of 20, 25 mile an hour winds. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. And in fact, I don't mind the trade winds that much, but it's just kind of weird weather in that sense that we just had so many. It's not unusual to have high winds during this time of year, but for so many days in a row, I think it is unusual. So if you're planning to come here, even next week, through next week, they're talking about these heavy winds hanging in there. I've been talking about them for the last couple of weeks. But otherwise, gorgeous weather, beautiful weather in Hawaii today. You know, I'm so grateful every day I wake up and I look outside and I can just, you have to pinch myself sometimes. This is where I actually live. And I'm going to be talking about that too, because a lot of folks do write to me about moving here. So I want to kind of get all of that kind of stuff off the table today. So I'll be talking a little bit about that today from a listener who wrote in who wants to just drop everything she's doing and moving to Hawaii. So I want to caution her about that as well. Lots happening here. You know, I'm sure you heard in Russia, you know, how that meteorite that fell and actually injured some people. I don't think anybody was killed, but a lot of residents in Hawaii were saying they saw a meteorite, whatever they call it, very similar to the one in Russia streaking across the Hawaiian skies for several minutes last week. And I wasn't up early enough to see it, but it's a very unusual occurrence. But it didn't really alarm any of the local astronomers. According to the local news station, the fireball could have actually been the International Space Station. And a lot of people said that they saw it shooting across the sky for a couple of minutes at about 5:30 in the morning. And this would have been yesterday, Thursday. And this explains maybe why there was this brightness in the sun. But it just goes to the whole idea that, you know, we're in the middle of the Pacific, and we're close to the equator. So when you think about it, we're probably, and that's why Mauna Kea, we have that big telescope there, is because we're closest to the planets than any place on Earth, really being right here in the middle of the Pacific, right at the equator. So it's great for stargazing, actually. That's where I'm going with that. Also, you know, we have great community theater here. We have a lot of thespians, you know, a lot of actors who love to perform here. And we do have great Hawaii theater. If you want to get, you know, a taste of the local scene here and not have to spend a fortune for a play, we do have lots of great Hawaii theater here. And I want to just remind folks that we have a schedule. It's on our website. Actually, not on our website, on our blog page, where you can see some of the great theater that we have here. So I just want to throw that out there as maybe an alternative thing to do, is to maybe check out some of our community theater here. The Castle Performing Arts Center has a program that caters to students going to the Woodward Community College, and they have great actors there. We just had Diamond Head Theater, which is actually professional theater here in Hawaii. They just got finished running Funny Girl. And also, we do have Broadway plays that come in here. So if you love the arts and you love that kind of stuff, you can still do it when you come to Hawaii. I know probably not too many people think about doing that kind of stuff in Hawaii. And another thing that people don't really think about much is snow when they come to Hawaii. But can you believe that Hawaii does have a ski club? We do. We have a ski club. It's kind of like an oxymoron, right, to say the Hawaii Ski Club, but it's a real thing. It's a nonprofit organization. And it just shows that Hawaiians really love snow. And it's made up of over 100 members. And they've been actually doing this since 1952. And they do ski trips up to Mauna Kea. So if you do love skiing and you want to make that part of your Hawaiian vacation, you can do that too. Can you imagine skiing for a few hours and then going to the beach or something like that, you know, several hours later? I mean, it's crazy. So much to do and see in Hawaii, lots of stuff. And you can find all of these suggestions, by the way, over on our blog page. And I don't know if you heard about the billionaire Larry Ellison. He bought the island of Lanai, which was a pineapple plantation for years, and it was owned by Murdoch, sold it to Ellison, and now, guess what? He bought an airline here. Interesting. He bought Island Air, and they had just been doing a lot of revamping of that airline. That's an inter-island carrier, so if you're coming to Hawaii, you're going to have to fly inter-island, and we have two smaller islands that are even smaller than the typical other islands that we have, which is Molokai and Lanai, and they typically, Island Air flies mostly a lot into those smaller airlines, but I guess he's got something in mind because he owns now the island of Lanai, and now he owns the major airline that flies into it, so this must be a strategic plan for him, and I understand he's going to be doing some amazing things over on Lanai. We'll have to wait and see what happens under the direction of billionaire Larry Ellison taking over the big island there. So interesting stuff there. Also, one quick thing about doing paperwork before you're getting hitched in Hawaii. If you're planning on getting married here, it's more than just bouquets and cummerbunds. There's a tedious process you have to go through. And one is dealing with the long lines they have here at the health department. You do need several things if you're going to be planning on getting married here. And you need to be aware of those. There's also a blog post about that. And you can get more information. You can actually get a kit, a whole marriage kit from the state of Hawaii, for the marriage license section, and you just give them a call at 808-586-4544. You can also make an appointment there, same telephone number. You can't make that appointment any more than 30 days before the wedding. And obviously the bride and groom have to be present. You have to bring cash. They don't take any credit cards or checks for something like this, because you have to pay a fee for, and you have to have a photo ID of the bride and groom, and that's $60, so bring that with you. And by the way, 18 years and younger, you can't get married here without a birth certificate. You have to bring that as well. So all that information can be found on our blog page. Check it out. But I want to get into talking about a few things here today. The first is vacation planning. I mean, you have to really be planning your Hawaii vacation if you're going to be coming here. It's not something you do on a whim. Same for moving here. And I always reach out to you to please send me your itineraries. Let me see how I might be able to come up with a plan for you. This is all we do. I've been doing this for 14 years, and chances are I might be able to find you something really good, or I might be able to take your itinerary and just make it better and help you save money. We got a request from Wade Eckerman. He says that he's been listening to the podcast for a while. He's coming here for his 10th anniversary. He wants to go to Maui. He hasn't booked anything. He found the podcast, and he wants me to kind of help him with the plan. He likes that we are very service-minded, which we are. I mean, that's all we're about, is customer service here. If something goes wrong or something doesn't go as planned, really, that's when we spring into action. Hopefully, we plan a trip that doesn't have any glitches. But, you know, with a Hawaii vacation and all this planning that's going on, just imagine all the layers that go into doing a booking. You know, a lot of people go online or they make reservations. They think they just don't make a reservation and, you know, things happen by osmosis. You got to understand there's people doing the dirty work behind the scenes. They're making reservations. They're making telephone calls. They're making sure requests are made. They're making sure schedules are met. They're making sure that the airline flights are correct. I mean, there's so much that goes into a booking. I don't think people realize the magnitude of it. And it amazes to me. It amazes me just how many things go right when a vacation is planned. So I do appreciate that. He's looking to do a 7-day trip to Maui. He lives in Austin. And the first thing he wanted to know is, when is the best time to travel? Okay. And also he wanted to know, with the flights, he wants to leave early as possible so that he can get here and still have time here. Keep in mind that whenever you're flying to Hawaii, you're gaining time. So from Texas, I believe it's a 4 or 5 hour difference. You're gaining all that time when you come here. So no matter what time you leave, generally you get here, unless there's some crazy flights and you're trying to save money and you're traveling, you know, to Timbuktu to get here to save, $100 or something. In general, most flights are going to get you here in time to still enjoy the day here. Most of the flights we have from Texas will get you here in a decent time, usually in the afternoon. Also asking, when is the best time to travel? This is one of our most common questions. And he would like to leave in the middle of April to the middle of May, which is good. And he's also being flexible with his times. He owns his own business. He understands that if we're flexible, if you give me a little bit of flexibility, I can look at different flights. And this is what somebody who is really interested in your booking will do for you. They're going to find the best kinds of airfare. We're going to look at all the options for you. And I've narrowed down what I think is going to be the best dates for him, but I'll talk about that in a minute. He's looked at many condos. Actually, why don't I just do that while I'm here? I have narrowed down the dates of April 25th to May 1st for you, Wade, on that trip, because those seem to be the best dates. And the airfare keeps changing every day, I notice. So that's another thing that you got to be really careful about with airfare. Once you get it, lock it in and book it. Those are the dates that I've narrowed down. He says he's looking at a lot of different condos on Maui. And Maui is great for condos. It's really notorious for condos because there's so many of them there. There's an area known as Honokawai, which is just a little bit north of Lahaina. And it's just a stretch of condos, really, along the beach. All of them are on the beach. There's some across the street from the beach, but most of the condos we deal with are along the beach. There's lots of selection there. And, you know, guess what? You can save money by doing a condo. And Maui is now the most expensive island. The prices there are absolutely ridiculous. I have to say that. I just can't believe how the prices have just tripled over there on Maui, just in 1 year in some cases. So, good idea to think about a condo. They were looking at the Maui Kai or the Whaler. Both great condos, by the way. I'm a little bit partial to the Maui Kai, not because it's that much nicer. The Mahana is a little bit nicer, I think. But both of them are all ocean. For all the units are ocean front there, which is what I love about it. And the Maui Kai, I've stayed there. I put my friends there. It's a little bit better priced, a little bit better of a price point. So I like both of those condos. But I'm actually going to make a suggestion for you, Wade, to do another property, and I'm going to send you that, and it's the Lahaina Shores, and I'm going to give you my logic about the Lahaina Shores, because he says that he would like to be close to where there's a lot of shops, restaurants, things to do that they can walk to. And while the Maui Kai is in Hoda Kauai, it's about a 6-minute drive to where there's stuff like that. But I think that what I'm hearing from Wade is that he would like to be more where that stuff is centrally located. So that's why I'm going to suggest the Lahaina Shores. They've done some beautiful renovations there. I have some great contacts there. So I'm going to recommend a studio unit there. Again, right on the ocean. He wants to be on the ocean and be able to hear the breezes of the ocean while they're putting them to sleep. Isn't that a beautiful thing to do? It is a nice thing to do, right? Sit and listen to the ocean, sound of the ocean as you're going off to sleep. It's a beautiful thing, right? Just thinking about it makes you want to come here, right? So I think that's a great idea for them. So I'm going to recommend that. And he also is asking about activities. You know, he's thinking about either the lavender farm, the zip lining, or the helicopter tour. Well, I think you could do all three. The Lavender Farm is a wonderful day trip because you could go up country and you could stop at a couple of places along the way, like Pa'ie, which is a great little town. I recommend Anthony's Coffee House there, where you can get great sandwiches and delicious coffee. It's a really cute little old-fashioned town. In fact, Paniolos used to be up there in that area. Paniolos are cowboys. They actually have a rodeo up there every year up in upcountry there, Makawao and Pa'ie. So you definitely want to check that out, those two places, Pa'ie, Makawao. Check out upcountry. Drive up to the Lavender Farm. Actually, that's where Oprah is. I think her house is adjacent to it that she built there or is building there. She's going to build a farm there too. So great idea. They also are talking about driving Hana, which is also a wonderful thing to do because you can get so much out of that trip to Hana. We do recommend that highly as well. So lots of great information there. I put together a couple of packages for them, and I found a great deal for them. Actually, which is the one I just ran another one for these guys. About $31.99. I think we could do everything, including the convertible car. I think he's asking also the difference between a convertible and doing a Jeep. And I think the convertible makes more sense. More luggage space in there. You don't really need a Jeep unless you're going to be doing off-roading. It's going to be more comfortable and safer to have that convertible. So I put the convertible in there for you, Wade. So thanks very much for that. You'll be getting a quote from me. If you want me to do this for you, that's the kind of work that I do on a booking. So it kind of gives you, you're kind of listening in on my logic when somebody comes to me with questions about their booking. And off the top of my head, I can really narrow down these itineraries. Take a lot of load off of you. I mean, you could go blind looking at all of the choices and trying to think about what to do. I mean, that's all we do here. And I can pretty quickly look at you know, some needs that people have and narrow down great itineraries for you guys and also help you save money. So please reach out to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Send me your itineraries. I'd love to hear from you. Excuse me. Gosh. By the way, I'm doing the podcast on Saturday morning, so I'm a little more nasal in the morning than I am as the day goes on, so I apologize for that. I couldn't get to the podcast yesterday. It was just too crazy here. We've been so busy. Anyway, I want to talk. I do get a lot of email. I don't want to say a lot of email, but at least once or twice a week, I get an email similar to this one. And this one is from Jamie Lamb, and she says she's been following me on Facebook. She follows me on Twitter, and she wanted my opinion on something. She said she's decided to just up and move to Hawaii for 2 months, April and May, And aside from this email and a few other people, my destination is virtually unknown for multiple reasons. And I guess I just said her name and told the world what she did. But she wanted to get my thoughts on the below criteria. And this is very similar to some of the things that I hear from folks, and I'm happy to help you. If you're in this kind of situation, although it's not my kuleana in Hawaiian is specialty, if I see something that I can help you with, I'm going to say it, and I will respond to you. And here's her bullet point list of things that she wants to do, and she's just gonna up and move here for 2 months, and then hopefully stay here, apparently. So this is what her bullet lists look like. Ideally, she wants to be on a beachfront shack that is rather private and quiet. 2, a place where there's a small town mentality and people really make the town. 2, it's pretty safe because she's going to be traveling alone. 3, ideally looking for something that isn't terribly expensive. The lease that she just broke is about $1,300 a month. So that's what she's looking for, and that's about what she can pay. And finally, I'm considering shipping my car from Texas. Any suggestions on this? Someone said is renting a car may be cheaper than that, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, here's a person that wants to drop everything she's doing and run away to Hawaii. Basically, that's what I'm hearing with something this. And I congratulate folks who want to do that. And I have to say, though, that with a budget of $1,300, the most that you could possibly hope for coming to Hawaii is maybe a room in a house or a hostel where you're not even going to have your own bathroom. So it's going to be very hard for you to accomplish what is on that bullet list there, because contrary to popular belief, we don't have grass shacks here. They don't exist. The shack on the beach thing is just never going to happen, especially on Oahu. She wants to come to Oahu. And remember, Oahu has 875,000 people. We have a total of over 1 million people in Hawaii alone. You're not going to find a grass shack on the beach. You might be able to pitch a tent somewhere on the beach up on the Waianae coast on the west side or something. But that's about it. You're not going to find grass shacks or shacks to live in that are remote. Now, it sounds to me like she is looking for something that you would maybe find closer on the Big Island or Kauai, one of the smaller islands, or even Molokai. Then maybe you could find less populated areas where you might be able to find this experience that she's looking for. And so I really am trying to give you a reality check, Jamie, because I don't think you're getting the whole picture about what it's like to come to Hawaii, especially to move here, if you think that's what you're going to get. It's just never going to happen. As far as bringing your car over, I think it's probably going to be cheaper to rent a car if you're just going to be here for 2 months. If you're going to be here longer 2 months, then it makes sense to ship it over. But I don't have a whole lot of information. It's been 21 years since I shipped a car over here, so I really don't know. But it's really best if you're going to do a move like that to know somebody here in Hawaii. You know, a lot of us in Hawaii are used to people saying, hey, I'm coming to Hawaii, can I stay with you? I mean, a lot of people, you know, almost everybody in Hawaii gets that. We're used to hearing that from people, and sometimes we hear it a little more than we want to, but it's understandable that your friends and family want to come here, and they want to stay with you because it is very expensive. So I would recommend that really, before you do that, you know, start with people that you know here and reach out to them and network with them first and help them to find, they can help you to find a place here. Because there are some great rooms that you can get that are probably close to that $1,300 to $1,500 mark. For a single person in a room, in a house, you might even get a private bathroom. You never know. So just wanted to reach out to you, Jamie. Thank you for sending in that email. We do appreciate it. And hopefully that helps you out. I'll also be sending you an email as well. The next one I got here, I know I'm running a little long here. I'm not going to be able to get to my driving tip thing that I wanted to talk about. I'll do that on next week's show. But there's another request for me to go over an itinerary that came in from Patricia. I want to thank Patricia for coming in. She put together what I think is a very, very well-researched itinerary. She's talking about coming in here in June. And you really better start planning your June trips for summer vacations. It's just, you got to do it. Two adults, two kids, 8-year-olds. They're twin girls, traveling June 7th to the 17th. She's also going to be coming in here for a wedding. She's coming from Pittsburgh. She's going to go Pittsburgh to Honolulu, Honolulu to Hilo, and then Kona back to Pittsburgh. She wants to come in here, and she's toying with the Sheraton Princess K, the Princess Kailani, or the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel. If I was going to ask, that's a tough call there. I think price-wise, the Princess K is going to be a little bit better, but I think you might be happier at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel, mostly because of that breakfast. It does include the breakfast in the morning, and because if I book it for you, I can get you a free upgrade. So that's why I'd like to think about that for you. They're going to be attending a wedding on the 8th. They want to, on the 9th, explore Oahu, going to Kailua, Manoa Falls Hike, the Manawili Falls Hike, Kaena Cave, and then the Polynesian Culture Center. Oops, red flag. You're never going to be able to do that in one day with two kids. Just scratch that. And I don't really know. I understand wanting to go to the Kaena Cave up there. That's kind of like at the end of the island on the west side. But I would not. If I had only one day, I wouldn't be putting that in it. I mean, that's going to take hours to get to. So I would cut that out. I would maybe pick, I would probably pick the Manoa Falls hike. It might be easier for the kids. And then maybe do the PCC, but just the afternoon or something. Or just do the PCC. And that could be a whole day thing. So I think you're going to need more time on that night. You're never going to see all that stuff. Then they're going to fly to the Big Island. They want to rent a car. They want to go to Kapoho, which is really in the crater itself. Now, Patricia, we don't work with any rentals up in there, so you're on your own with that. But pricing it out, usually for a week, is in about $1,000 range. We can arrange it for you. I can put you in the right place with some of the ones I know up there. But we don't get involved in those vacation rentals at all. She has some great ideas in here to go to the Hilo Farmers Market, which is great. You could go up the Hamakua Coast, see some waterfalls. You could do Akaka Falls, Rainbow Falls on that side of the island. There's lots of great ideas there. They are also talking about driving the southern coast and then heading out to either stay at the Hilton Waikoloa Village or the Sheraton Keahu Bay. I would choose the Sheraton Keahu Bay. It's newly renovated. They have that free sailing canoe you can go on. It's centrally located in Kona, near Kona. I don't like Hilton hotels in Hawaii, period. I have to tell you that. I don't like the way they handle their hotels. They run them like spreadsheets and not like hotels. Also, they have a terrible problem there at night with birds chirping, depending on where your hotel room is going to be. Granted, they have a lot of kid-friendly things there. I know they have the lagoon and they have the dolphin pool and all of that. But if you're going to ask me, that I would say go with the Sheraton. Definitely do the Manta Ray thing. We have a great new Manta Ray tour. And you go at night, and you go and you see these manta rays. It's the most amazing thing because what they've built is a sanctuary there for the manta rays, and they do feedings there. And it's been 30 years in the making, and so these manta rays come there for feeding, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. I mean, you get up just so close. Manta rays are safe, by the way. They don't bite people. So highly recommend doing that if you're going to be going to the Big Island. And then talking about chilling out at the resort and doing some afternoon stuff. So I like the whole Big Island plan. Remember, though, that when you're flying into Hilo, you're going to be picking up your car and driving to Kona, you're going to have a drop-off fee. It's about $60. Make sure you're going to include that in the budget. We include that. And I'll be doing a quote with you. She put some prices in here. She's looking at flights that are around $936 per person. She's looking at the different hotels. And so I'm going to put together a package for you as well, Patricia. And let's see if we can earn your business as well. So that gives you an idea today, a little bit of vacation planning podcast. I went a little bit long, but I think we gave you some good information today to help you plan your Hawaii vacation. But the easiest way to do it, the best way to save money, is just give me a call or get over to our website, interact with our agents. They're there all the time. All of our agents are born or raised here or lived here most of their lives. So we're all about helping you plan a great Hawaii vacation at the right price. So hopefully that helps you out, and we'll be hearing from you soon. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we do this every Friday, so make sure you tune in next week. Check out our podcast page, our blogs, all the information, and give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. For my beautiful wife, Yale, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.